This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant leader who is the Chief Administrative Officer at CommonSpirit Health. CommonSpirit Health is probably the greatest mix of compassion with greatness that we have in the country. It's a 30-plus billion-dollar system that cares for the most people, the most in need, but also cares for people at the best levels of care. It's a fascinating example of something coming together to trying to do both and doing a great job of it. Michelle, we'll talk today about trends you're watching, about what you're most focused on this year, advice for leaders. You've had this remarkable career and now serve in one of the highest positions at CommonSpirit Health, one of the largest systems in the world. Take a moment and introduce yourself.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, Scott, thank you for the opportunity to connect with you today. I have just a tremendous amount of respect for you and the work that you're leading and the message that you actually share across healthcare through your organization. So I'm Michelle, and I serve as Chief Administrative Officer for CommonSpirit Health. I've been in this role about 6 months, so fairly new to the organization, work with an incredible team of leaders at CommonSpirit, and really charged with partnering with the organization in a couple of key areas. But before I get too far into the details of that, I'm a lawyer by training. I've been a practicing lawyer for almost 30 years now, and in private practice for a long time, but in healthcare for the last 20 or so years in in-house roles across the organization, and candidly bring that set of experiences leading lawyers and lots of teams across the healthcare space to CommonSpirit, where I am spending time in partnership with this team. Specifically, at CommonSpirit, I spend a fair amount of time doing a couple of things. We have a tremendous group of leaders in the office of the CEO that's led obviously by Wright, and I support that with him, leading across our government affairs, our philanthropy, our compliance, our important commitments around diversity, equity, inclusion. Outside of that office, we have our consulting sort of process improvement services across the enterprise, our security team, our Lloyd H. Dean Institute of Human Kindness, and our important partnership with the Morehouse School of Medicine that spans across our enterprise. Outside of those teams, Scott, I spend a bit of my time focused on our operating activities, our operating model. As you know, CommonSpirit is really a combination of organizations that came together 5 years ago in a really incredible way. CHI and Dignity Health really prepared to execute against this broad swath of humanity and really transforming the way that we care for people across the communities that we serve. And so the operating model is really an element of our effort post-combination to be transformational and healthcare, and it really is the structure and function and operation of our new enterprise. So I spend a fair amount of time doing that. And part, well, and I should say, I don't do that by myself. Obviously, I do that with the entire executive team and many, many leaders across the organization. But our co-sponsor on that is my fantastic new friend and colleague, Terica Richardson, who's our COO.
Sure. So Terica Richardson, I remember from being a CEO in the Chicago area for a while, an incredible leader. What a fascinating recruit in person and leader. Yes. Love her. Take a moment, Michelle, on this. You've worked at Cleveland Clinic for 10 plus years, served there. You served as a leader at Henry Ford Health System, now at CommonSpirit. You're both a remarkably centered person and a terrific leader, and have had a great career thus far. You're still right in the smack dab middle of it. Talk for a second about what advice would you give to emerging leaders?
Well, it's interesting. Well, I think that careers are designed for connection. I think we have to find the connection throughout our careers to kind of what we enjoy and our personal passion, and maybe combine that with what we actually are good at or feel good doing. For me, as I have moved across my career, really finding purpose in the work, it's never been just a job. It's never just been practicing law or just been leading other functions across the enterprise. It's really been important to me to understand my purpose and my personal mission and then be able to connect that to my work. I feel like that's when I'm my best. And so I just encourage leaders, as you think about what you do, what do you really like about it? What kind of difference is it important for you to make in whatever industry you're serving in? And then how can you connect the work that you do every day to your personal why? And I think when you figure out that kind of sweet spot, you can kind of lean in a very different way. That has been very, it's been a pretty intentional effort for me across the course of my career. And it's where I find myself today.
It's a fascinating perspective of connecting what you do to your why. And then perhaps, and everybody views this differently, also connecting what you do with people and people connections. I think of you as a wonderful people connector as well. And also being able to connect the dots as to how things work. I mean, you're a fantastic example of that between CAO and Chief Legal. Those are two overlapping roles, but different, but being able to connect the dots as to where there's similarities in them. But I think it's a fascinating perspective on this concept of, and I'll probably share this with one of my daughters, this concept of connecting is such a critical part of career and professional development. I think that just is fantastic. Michelle, take a moment on 2024, getting into the second quarter now, sort of the heart of the year. What are you most excited about for the rest of this year?
Well, I'm just excited about, I think, the work, sort of internally excited about the work that we're doing. You know, I am pretty heads down focused on the day-to-day and partnering with other folks on the executive team and folks across the enterprise, partnering on, you know, just the organization's focus on impact. I would say broadly outside the organization, I always look at M&A activity. That's perhaps the lawyer in me. I'm always fascinated by what's happening around the industry, the economy, all of those things that have an impact on the work that we do, the political environment, the regulatory environment. Those are kind of the things that I am always watching. Obviously, it's, you know, as we come upon an election cycle, that's all of these things become critical to something that, you know, sometimes you think would be not so political, but is from time to time, the work that we lead in healthcare. Watching what's happening around us oftentimes is as important as what's happening within our organization. And so, you know, I kind of go through my daily, you know, M&A, politics, economy, just to sort of appreciate the landscape that we're operating within. And then beyond that, it's heads down. I'm trying to do the best that I can to have impact within our organization.
And take a moment on the economy and how much is a leader at a system as large as yours. There's time spent in analytics or otherwise studying the projection of the economy. How much does that play a role at a place as large as Common Spirit?
So I would say, well, I mean, it's significant. I mean, you can't have the kind of footprint that we do across the country and not think about that. We have a tremendous CFO and Dan Morissette and his team and Tarek and others spend a tremendous amount of time thinking and focusing on that. I mean, it's got to be one of the important metrics, if you will, or sets of activities that the organization is focused on. I mean, it's not avoidable, right? It's got to be a part of what we do every single day in terms of how we think about our ability for impact, how we think about the landscape, how we think about the other players in our space, and what movements may or may not happen. So it's something that I know the finance team in particular is intently focused on.
No, thank you very, very much. And maybe talk about the two last organizations you've been a part at are just fantastic sort of examples of hitting this great mix of taking care of communities while doing it at the highest level possible. And I talk here more about both Henry Ford and about Common Spirit. How do you think about that mix of elite healthcare with taking care of communities and how critical that is to mission?
Well, I think it's an imperative. I think that, you know, in mission-based healthcare, we have what I oftentimes refer to as a moral imperative to do both, You both have to provide excellent care, and excellent care shouldn't be predicated upon where you live and how much you earn, but really the access that you have ought to be available for all of those communities. And so when you think about mission-based healthcare, you want to provide the highest quality of care and the highest quality of service delivery to everyone that you have the opportunity to serve. But that's as important as the research enterprise that you're supporting. It's as important as all of the clinical developments and innovation that you have across the industry, or you know, across your enterprise. You want to make sure that that's available to all. And so I think it's not just a nice to have, it's an imperative for us in this space. And so it's really, you know, professionally been a gift to be able to serve and operate in places that appreciate that from the Cleveland Clinic, you know, highly academic enterprise, and Henry Ford and now Common Spirit, all both committed on both the academic and research elements of the enterprise, but also the need to serve the broader community. It's what should be, what healthcare should be. And so I'm happy to be a part of organizations that are focused in that way.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to follow your career, particularly over the last several years, as I've sort of watched you and met you a couple of times, Michelle. Take a moment on anything else you'd like to share with the audience today. I think it's what's top of mind is you navigate the future.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that's so important for leaders in healthcare, but also in just in any industry, is to live in gratefulness. I mean, I think it's an interesting time because there's so many things happening. There's so many headwinds across so many industries, but certainly in healthcare. But as I think about what we face, I'm grateful. I just am sort of reminded of the gifts that we've been given as an enterprise, the talent that we have across the enterprise, the folks that we have the opportunity to serve. And whenever I reflect on that, I'm grateful for the opportunity to kind of lean in, grateful for the opportunity to be able to make a difference. And so my, you know, so maybe final thought is, you know, no matter what your situation is professionally and what you're doing and all of the challenges that we all face in this work, there is a moment that we all have to take to pause and be grateful, really, for the gifts that we've given and the teams that we have the opportunity to serve alongside. How about that?
Thank you very much. Again, it's a pleasure for me at Becker's Healthcare to visit with Michelle Johnson-Tajani, Chief Administrative Officer at Common Spirit Health. It's incredibly inspiring always to visit with you. Thank you for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
No, Scott, thanks so much for the opportunity. Appreciate you.